we need to see the reflection, first of all, of the laws in the physical universe. And all of us have had some sample or some contact with the laws around us of the physical universe. The mighty thunderings of a storm that break out upon us, especially here as they roll across when the fronts converge. We're just so aware of how the cold front and the hitting the moist, humid air coming up from the Gulf just precipitates in this violent storm systems. And that is governed by a series of laws God built into this universe. And we just accept that. And the motion and the pulsating force and the energy of nature, it's just one great mass of energy. And we understand that. But more than that, we experience some knowledge of God's sovereignty in nature. And we've learned to not play around with the laws of the forces of nature around us as we learn about them. We learn that when you do play around with them, there's a consequence to it. That something will happen if you do stand out there and hold your golf club up in the air during a thunderstorm. You will probably encounter the lightning. And as we learned in the last month, you don't even have to, with the death of that boy from the lightning strike a few weeks back, you don't even have to hold your golf club up to have an inviolable law of nature affect you permanently. And we know that. And so we don't go fooling around with the law of gravity. We don't go on top of a 12 or 15 story building and put our hands in our pockets and just nonchalantly say, I don't believe in gravity, and walk off the edge and see what happens. We don't do that because we know what happens, because those laws are inflexible. We don't play around with the laws of electricity. When a wire is charged with 10,000 volts, we know it will operate according to the laws of electricity. And so if we touch it, that little mistake will cause us to forfeit our life. So we accept those and we build our lives around them. But remember, there are not only great natural or built-in laws that are at work in the physical universe, there are even more important laws at work in the spiritual realm. That's what Paul's talking about here in Galatians 6 in verses 7 through 9. And those laws tell us that God is just as well as loving and merciful. And God always rewards good. Now listen, and God eventually will punish evil. Remember, there's a delay there with God. He doesn't immediately punish evil. But no detail, no matter how minute, ever escapes God's attention. And he has said right here, don't be deceived. Don't be lulled by the apparent lack of God's immediate response for something that is wrong or evil or disobedient. God says, no detail of your life, no matter how minute, escapes my attention. Most lost people and many immature believers speculate that God, because he's good, grants some kind of general amnesty for most people. And he adds up their good deeds and subtracts their bad and throws in a little extra mercy here and there. And somehow everybody's going to kind of almost make it to heaven. Now, believe it or not, even among believers, there's this kind of background universalistic idea that how could God, that's one of the most frequent questions. How could God, you know, send the pygmies or the cannibals of the darkest regions to hell if they've never heard? And so we just kind of have this question because we think he's so just and loving. But nothing could be further from Christ's words of the Bible. Every human choice and every action anyone commits has consequences, whether good or ill. And all of us are affected by the choices that others make as well. So every choice that everyone makes affects themselves and those around them. And this reality of consequences and God's laws that govern the physical and spiritual universe is what I call the consequence engine. It's at work around us all the time. And the more you understand this, the more you understand why things happen as they do throughout the world and to people. That's why our study of David's life, verse by verse, through the Psalms is so vital. As we walk through every page of God's words, we see God's law at work. And that's why David's life is so fascinating. When David did this certain act, God responds either positively or negatively to that choice that he made. And there's a consequence to that choice. And David's early choices, as he was a little shepherd boy, as he looked up at the sky, and as he said, the heavens are telling the glory of God, and as he wrote about the great shepherd that he got to know, they had a consequence in his life, a lifelong consequence. He became known as the leader of worship. That early sensitivity led him to write half or almost half of the book of Psalms. But the consequences of his pride and his ability to go on his own strength led to his downfall that we've been reading about in Psalm 13 and 34 and 40 and 70. But Psalm 57 tells us another choice he made had other good consequences, his heart being fixed. Later in life, we're going to get to this, his choice to stay back from the war against the Ammonites and to kind of stroll around his palace and look down into the bath area of his neighbor's wife and to stand there and continue looking had another consequence in his life. So you see, the Psalms are written to show us the positive and negative consequences in the life of David. As we walk through each of the pages of God's Word, we see God's laws at work in and around David's choices. And as we see this inspired record of God's dealing with him, we can better choose our course. Because this morning, every choice you make in life, every choice you've made up until now, has either a positive or a negative consequence that you're going to reap what you've sown, positively or negatively.